Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by United Health Group.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Something might be happening in the Longhorn State. Early voting numbers in Texas has GOP political operatives nervous. Democrats outvoted Republicans in the top 15 counties. By the numbers, 23.7% of Democratic primary voters are new. Only 10.8% of Republicans were first-time early voters in the primary. The trend line, Republicans are worried that could translate to a significant increase in Democratic-leaning general election voters across the state. And in worst case for Republicans, across the country. The Texas Tribune's Annie Daniels reporting that more than 650,000 Texans voted early in the state's 10 counties with the highest number of registered voters. Overall, 370,000 Democrats voted early in those 10 counties, compared to 282,000 Republicans. Democratic turnout more than doubled from 4 years ago, when Republican turnout rose less than 15%.
Stephen Shepard and Elena Schneider break down the five things to watch in the first primary of 2018. Number one, Democrats are showing up in droves. Two, Suburban Watch. It's all about Dallas and Houston. Number three, look for Washington meddling in Democratic primaries. Number four, the personality primaries. And number five, a name we all know well, a threat to the Bush name. Heading to South by Southwest, join us for a fun conversation with California Democrat Nanette Berrigan, Texas Republican Will Hurd, and Alabama Democrat Terry Sewell, three young and up-and-coming leaders in Congress. The conversation will happen Sunday, March 11th at noon, and just like last year, we're holding our events at the Weedy Sea House, which this year is centrally located just blocks from the Convention Center in Austin. And a quick heads up, we have a bunch of big-time events we're going to announce in the coming days, so keep your eyes peeled.
Sam Nunberg dominated TV yesterday. The former Trump campaign official was threatening not to cooperate with Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller's probe. That was fun because he eventually reversed himself. NBC's Katie Turr and others are reporting that he will probably cooperate but just doesn't want to make it easy. Nunberg called Sarah Huckabee Sanders a fat slob and a joke on New York One. Susan McDougal, a former business associate of Bill Clinton who spent 18 months in prison for not cooperating in a similar manner to Nunberg, said in an interview with the Washington Post Monday she would not do anything differently, though Nunberg should know being incarcerated is no joke. She said she was moved from facility to facility and spent a good deal of time in isolation. We imagine prison is not a fun thing.
We've got a first in playbook. There could be a new wave coming. Gun protests across the country. It won't just be students participating in the March for Our Lives gun protest in Washington on March 24th. Everytown for Gun Safety is announcing today that nearly 400 sibling protest marches in all 50 states are being organized in cities like Fairbanks, Alaska, Belfast, Maine, and Mission, Texas. The group is giving out $2.5 million in grants for up to 500 student organizers to help pay for operational expenses. Here's the latest on Trump's tariff plan. The New York Times is reporting that the president is not backing down, despite objections across the board, including from Speaker Paul Ryan. Andrew Restuccia, Ben White, and Nancy Cook report that Gary Cohn is leading a last-ditch effort to weaken Trump's tariffs. He is organizing a meeting with executives from industries that could be hurt by the tariffs for Thursday. And we've got a little tit-for-tat coming. Bloomberg is reporting that if Trump moves forward, the EU is proposing a retaliatory tariff 25% against U.S. goods.
Burgess Everett has a piece on the lonely existence of Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner. He lives in a tricky spot of ripping Democrats as the NRSC chairman and also trying to cut deals with them. It could have all been different. He might have had the easiest job in Washington if Hillary Clinton had won. The place to be last night was Joe's Seafood. Spotted Kevin McCarthy, Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, Steve Scalise, Bill Huizenga, Randy Hultgren, Tom Reed, Cory Gardner, Michael Bennett, Chris Coons, and Joe Manchin. Also, Frank Luntz.
Here's what's on Trump's agenda today. The president will meet and participate in an expanded bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Sweden. Afterward, he will meet with Swedish business representatives and hold a joint press conference with the Prime Minister. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.